Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Nun Ches. This is the sixth chapter, Hevdel HaDoiros. Differences between generations. Loi Hari HaDoir HaAcharoin Kare HaDoiros HaKodmim Belibud Musar. When it comes to the learning of Musar, this generation, these final generations, are not like previous generations. Ad Lechurban Yehadus Europa, Hayu Anashim Yosef Kifim Bedas, until the destruction of European Jewry, people were more, they had firmer das, we say atzmayim, they were more independent, more independent in dealing with problems and challenges in life. People were just more capable. We know that it wasn't all that common for people to leave home, 12, 13, to wander by themselves across Europe to get to a yeshiva. Sometimes as boys of the age of 9, just given a train ticket and they just go across the whole, you know, half the continent to get to yeshiva. Often people went to work at those ages, just a stronger mental constitution. The social and economic status of Lomdei Torah was at the nadir. It is extremely low. Extreme poverty. But spiritually, psychologically, there were robust generations. The winds that blew through the world, certain ideologies, placed them in awful nisyonos. Kasher Maran, Hagaon Rabbi Nachman Tzvi Finkel Mislobodka Nishmaso Eden, when the Sabbah Mislobodka, his konel yesed yeshiva soy, when he prepared to establish his yeshiva, who shalis of Israel al ezi yesod zech lehamides yeshiva. He asked Rabbi Yisrael Misaland what foundation he would place his yeshiva on. What would be the guiding principle? The Hu Anan, Rabbi Yisrael answered, leachayois ruach shefilim, which incidentally is the pasuk that we keep on quoting in the beginning of these chapters when we say, remove the obstacles from the path of my nation. It's the same chapter. So Rabbi Yisrael told him this pasuk to encourage the humble, to breathe life again into those who are oppressed. That's what the Sabbah Mislobodka was busy with throughout his life. That was the theme of his work. L'rimem l'imdei Torah beruham, to encourage l'imdei Torah ul'agbiham mishefel matzavam, to raise them from their level. V'achen he'amid g'dolei olam, he succeeded in raising, training numerous g'dolei olam. Hayoim, when you look at today's situation, matzavam ha-kalkali ve-chivati shebnei ha-yeshivois yishtapel l'enoruch. The social and economic situation of bnei yeshivois is immeasurably better. Aval ha-doirois yodu pelaim ba-asagas ha-memus adam ha-galus ba-torah. But the flip side is that the generations have declined enormously in all sorts of concepts of the exaltedness, the greatness of human beings and gadlus in Torah. Diburim al Eliyos Gadol Batorah. When people speak today about being Gadol Batorah, Mayom Amiram Be'alma, it's just empty words, lip service. Hamedaber al Zeod, even those who speak about that, Tziyorei Be'musa Gadlus Urpal Moed, the image, the mental picture that he has about what Gadlus means is very vague, very obscure. V'yitachen Shakavanai Lemisrat Toranis Mechubedes. Quite possibly, when people speak about this, they don't really have a concept of being Gadol Batorah, but rather what they're talking about is a very distinguished post. That's what people imagine today. Yeah? To be this particular Rosh Yeshiva or to be this Rosh, it comes in the terms of a particular appointment or a post, as opposed to having a clarity about what Gadlus Batorah means. Gadlus shel emes, real greatness, kim'at ne'elma mitoch shetach ha'raya shelom, has almost disappeared from our field of vision. Keshemedabrim hayom al Rav Musa Adam, when we speak today, and remember the author is writing this many decades ago, the point would be far sharper today. When we speak today about the exaltedness of man, miskashim bnei Torah me'oid le'avin mashmos ha'davarim, bnei Torah find it exceedingly difficult to understand the matter. Hadugmaois shel gadlus amitis matters. The examples, the living role models of gadlus are very few. V'roiv lomdei Torah einu makir mekoriv hagdolim ha-me'atim shenishu lanu lifnita. The majority, the vast majority of gadlei Torah do not know close up the few gadolim that we have that have remained. So it's, the concept has just become blurred. Anshei Dorenu Einam Yechulim Od La'amod B'Tochacha Nimretzes. Contemporaries can't any longer withstand sharp rebuke. Kefi Sheshemu Oisa Doreis Kudmim Rabbi Yosef Ba'alei Musar. As previous generations heard it from their teachers of Ba'alei Musar, when it was no holds barred. Gam Nituach Ma'asim, also the analysis of actions, Umidois, analysis of one's Midois, Ad L'Chasifas HaShechitus HaTmuna Bahem, to the point where you reveal the corruption deep inside, Yosemi Mashiachki, more than it'll bring wisdom in our generation, Hu Yedakeh V'Gom Li'ush Livnei Dorenu Tzvi'im, it'll depress and cause desperation with young contemporaries. It's not shaykh anymore to do it in this way. Rak acharei tkufa musheches, only after a lengthy period shel haramas rucham, of encouraging them and building them, v'hashrashas yedi'as ramamus adam, and rooting within them the knowledge of how great a human being is, only then yuchlu lamod b'hakaras tzad ha'pechisus shel adam. Only then will they be able to recognize the low aspects of being a human being. Mikolze, from this introduction, Yoitzes maskana legabei limud musar b'dorenu, we draw a conclusion about learning musar in our generation. Reishis darkoi shel lomed musar yom, the very beginning of learning musar nowadays, tzarich leis limud rememus ha'adam, has to be a lengthy period of learning about being a mensch, being exalted, being the crown of creation. בחלק הראשון של ספר עלי ישו, in the first volume, כבר עומדנו על סולמוי סעלייה הנמצאים בחזל ורבי סין וכל הדוריס. We discussed, pages קוף למדלת onwards, the various ladders that are described in חזל and רישיינים, ladders of growth. והנה הסולם הראשון נמצא בתורה עצמה, the very first concept of a ladder like that, a ladder of growth, is in the Torah itself, והוא, the פסוק in חוקס, וממדבר מתנה. וממתנה נחלי אל, ומנחלי אל במויס. במויס connotes high places. לאן הסולם מוביל? Where does this ladder lead? לרממוס, to high places, to exaltedness. To summarize, המשחיל ללמוד מוסר, a person starting to learn מוסר, צריך לעסק תקופה ממושכת בלימוד מעלויס. Has to spend a considerable amount of time in learning about greatness. בלומדנו את סולמוי של רבי פנחס בן יאיר שעליו מושתס המסילס ישרים. So when one learns this brisa, רבי פנחס בן יאיר, Torah brings to the Eruz, that upon which is the מסילס ישרים founded, עלינו ראשיס כל השני לעצמנו, the first thing that we have to repeat to ourselves over and over is שישנן מעלויס של זהירוס, זריזוס, נקיוס תרד הולי. First of all, absorb this lesson, that there are such things, there are levels called Zihirus and Zerizus and Ekiyus and Tahara. Midois elu hen bitchum asagaseinu, and that these midois are within our capacity to achieve, ba'asher anachnu yodim, because we are Jews. V'chol adam yisrael yesh lo hachana nafshis lagelan, and every Jew has the necessary mental machinery to reach these levels. בלי לימוד, without learning מוסר, לא היינו יודעים כלל שישנן מידות כאלה. We wouldn't know בכלל that such a thing exists. If you grow up in Western society today, it just doesn't exist. Who בכלל thinks about tahara in the Western world? It's a totally alien concept, died a long time ago, zrizus. You wouldn't know בכלל that there's such a thing to aspire to. People don't know that one aspires to this. The only thing that people aspire to is material things. וכי בני אדם, we wouldn't know that people, כרוצי חומר, material beings, יכולים להשיג את זה בפועל, are capable of achieving it. המשחיל ללמוד ספר מסילס ישרים במסכנת של לימוד מוסר. Person begins to learn מסילס ישרים in a format of לימוד מוסר, ייטיב בתקופה הראשונה. He will do well in the first period, שלא להסעכב בכל פרק. Not to spend much time on each chapter, ולערוך חשבון נפשי על ליקויי, and to make a חשבון נפש for his shortcomings במידה שהוא עוסק בה, in that particular midah that he's learning in Mesilas Yesharim. That's not the correct way, certainly not in our generation. אלא ילמד את המידה בכל מקום. What you should do is more dispassionate. Learn the midah in depth with Lamed La'arichusa and train himself to appreciate it, to value it, ulishtokekel, and to desire it, but dispassionately, without applying it to himself and seeing how far he is from it. So in this vein, we find wonderful words in Derech Etz Chaim written by the Ramchal. He asks, why doesn't a person devote a certain amount of time a day to this, to think well and solidly about what he is and why he is in this world? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What will be at the end of my life? Why don't people devote time to that? Asks the Ramchal. This type of thinking, to devote a daily period to asking these questions, it is the most powerful and potent panacea that you can invent against the Yetzer Hara. It's the most powerful. V'ikala, it's easy. Uf ulasach gedolei fiyarav. It has tremendous effect and much benefit. Shi'amoid ha'adam b'chol yoyim. That a person devote every day to this. Lefachos sha'achas, at least 1 hour. Panui mikol she'ar machshavois, without any other thoughts. Lachshev rak al ha'inyan hazeh she'amarti. To think about these matters that I mentioned above. V'vakesh bila b'voyin. And seek the answer in his heart. What did the Rishonim, the founders of everything, do? Why did Hashem desire so much Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What did he love about them so much? What did they do? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? David and all the Gdolim. And then derive the conclusion, how good it would be to do the same. As Yeturu, then, this is what the author wants to stress, then Yeturu Machshev Yisav Ladas, then his thoughts should analyze, where is he now? Where does he hold in comparison? According to what pleases Hashem in the way of these people, Hashem Me'ilam Hem V'imayim. Klal HaDevarim, the conclusion, the rule over here, Adam Sheinu Choshev, the person doesn't think about these matters, it'll be very, very difficult for him to reach perfection. The person who does think about these things is very close to perfection. Says the author, just thinking about ma'alis, thinking and knowing that there's such a thing as zerizus, as nekius, as knowing and thinking about these already brings a person much closer to them. This thinking that the Ramchal is speaking about, the thought, what did the early ones do? What characterized their voice and Moshe Rabbeinu? That it's very far from scratching into our shortcomings. Nobody's talking here about looking deep inside me to find all sorts of faults and shortcomings. The whole business over here, the whole objective is to open our eyes to see greatness. וחזל ברור מלילו, חזל express it very clearly, חייב אדם לאימא. A person is obligated to say, מוסי יגיעו מעשי למעשי אברהם יצחק ויעקב. When are my accomplishments going to reach those of אברהם יצחק ויעקב? תנדה ואליהו רבה. ומקוירם בספרי, the source in the ספרי, המובא בילקוד שמוני והסכנן סימן תו תו למד זין, ואוהבת את השם בכל לבבך, from the Shema, רבי מאיר אומר, בכל לבבך כאברהם, ובכל נפשך כיצחק, ובכל מיידך כיעקב. אולי לימוד מעליס יסק השם מאשר הכרס חסונס. Interesting idea. Perhaps learning about achievements and great levels is more difficult than recognizing one's failures. אדם השקוע בשפלוס ובעבירויס, the person is immersed in lowliness, עבירויס, יצרוי נוי כפוי ומצפונו מייסו, he feels the pangs of his conscience. ואם אך הוא מסכז בעצמוי, if he starts then to focus on himself, נפלים עליו בבס אחס מגויס נפשו וחטאיו, then he's opening a Pandora's box. Suddenly a box opens with these innumerable shortcomings, mistakes, failures. He starts groaning about this without seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. No escape hatch. ואכול יאוש עומד משם. He stands there, eaten by despair. במצב זה רחוק ממנו לחשוב על מעלויס. In such a situation, it's very remote to think about מעלויס. ועל מעלויס שישנן בו, and to think about מעלויס that he has within himself, ועוד על מעלויס, הוויס הקדושים, to think about the מעלויס of the הוויס, it's just, אולם, however, דווקא זו יסידה, this is the path, וזו יסי עצה, and this is the עצה, דווקא this. ועצם המחשבה שלמוס, the very act of thinking about שלמוס, מעלה יש אדם בהרבה מתוך שפלוסי. Already lifts a person up enormously from his state of שפלוס. עד כאן.